You come to receive? Now, you know we're at a different time in his ministry. And there are some things that were not revealed to us that are being revealed to us at these times. And we're going to deal this month with another major subject. And I want to walk you through it. So I just thank God for the night and thank God for you and thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for his word. We receive this very night in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, I receive your seat. I receive it. Yes, ma'am. You may be seated. Romans chapter 8, verse 19. There's a twofold revelation in that verse. If you look at it, in the spirit, it will show you another aspect of it. In the last or the final moments, there are going to be a manifestation out of this verse. But there's also, Romans 8, 19, there's also an insight of the revelation can begin now. All right? For the honest expectation of the creature, wait is for what? Oh, y'all say that so sadly. Waiting for what? Waiting for what? Now, we've got this thing so mixed up. Let me prelude this with woman lib and everybody fighting the competition. It never was meant to be. God have designed us to complete each other. And I've studied that some on trying to learn how to teach the youth about what's happening to them today. And I read a lot of things about who caused all this confusion and got women out of their place, got men out of their place. It's just a mess. And you have to really be pressing to enjoy your life. But here we have, for the honest expectation, there's an expectation today of the world for the church to manifest. Okay, it's an expectation. I've heard sinners talk, and they really won't see real Christian. They decide to see real Christian. Now, so let's get this gene thing straight. When the Bible talks about the sons of God, he's talking about everyone. He's not. It's not discrimination. That's the Lord. We are all sons of God because we want. You know, we talk sometimes about daughters of God, all right, that's okay, fine, but actually we're all sons of God. And so there are certain currents and certain switches has to be turned on for you to manifest as a son of God. Certain currents. Mm-hmm. See, there's currents in the spirit world just like there is in the natural world, just at a greater dimension. So I want to share some of those currents with you. There are certain currents, and there are certain switches that have to be turned on to manifest as a son of God or manifest as a daughter of God. All right? Now, there are certain stages because actually when you don't understand sonship or when you have not stepped in sonship, you're a slave. But need not to still be a slave when you become a son. Amen. Okay. Then the next stage I saw being a slave is that Satan can run you and turn you any way he wants to. Okay. Now that's the way you were when you were a sinner. And then another stage is becoming a servant. We want to serve God to the best of our ability. That's right. Or becoming a servant. That's another stage. But this stage we're talking about now is talking about family. Talking about a spiritual family. We're talking about children. We're talking about God being, as Hebrews 12 tells us, God is the father of spirits. So your sonship is spiritual. Your manifesting as a son has to function from the spirit realm, and religion is not going to get it. Now let's walk back. I want to back you up two steps. Go to John 1:12. Go to John 1:12. John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 12. You have to understand this before I start showing you some things. In John chapter 1, verse 12, it says, "But as many as receive him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God." You see that? Even to them that believe on his name. So now, having the power to become the sons of God and becoming a son and manifesting is not the same thing. So you have to become a son before you can manifest. That voice there is not saying nothing about manifesting. Right? All right. Now another voice that's going to bring you up to Romans 8:19 is Romans 8:14. Romans 8:14. Now we're stepping stages. We're stepping from one step to another one. We're stepping from being born of the Spirit, became a son of God by birth, and now a deeper dimension of your sonship. For as men as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Is the Bible contradicting itself? No, it's talking about different stages. You became a son in John 1:12. Now you're in Bible school, you're maturing, and you're learning more how to be led by the Spirit. Those two must take place before you can manifest as a son in Romans 8:19. Can you understand that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Write this down. Understanding the mysteries of the manifestation of the sons of God. Understanding the mysteries. That's what there are mysteries in manifestation. And this is what we're going to do out this month. We want to mature to manifest. To manifest as a son or daughter of God, you're going to have to mature. What I say? Yeah, nice. I didn't say read the Bible. I said you're going to have to mature in the spirit to manifest. You're supposed to be manifested at all time now. Spiritual currents. There are spiritual currents that must be in place. Number one. There are satanic currents that must be cut off.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
There are spiritual currents that has to be turned on, and there are satanic currents that has to be cut off. How many understand what I'm saying here? All right. So, just like slave, servant, and son, maturity, mystery, mistress, and manifestation. Maturity, step into mistress, and then manifestation. Now, here's one of the first things the Lord said to me in teaching this class. You must stop being molested of your divine rights in your righteousness. You must rape, taken advantage of. And that's what religion, denomination, and this world have done to the church at large. Satan molesting us of our divine right, raping us, telling us we can't do this, can't have that, can't go here, you know, giving us a bunch of don't do this, don't do that, but they don't want us to walk in the real current of who we are, manifesting miracle signs and wonders in our life and never taking no for an answer. That's a divine right there. That's in your righteousness. But this molestation that has been taking place in the church, this crippling factor that have rob people who got power to manifest, but they don't know it. They got it because Satan covered it up with molestation. Rape.
Yes, sir.
Scripture, 1 Peter chapter 5. I must stop being molested of my right as a son of God to manifest supernatural facts. I must stop this. I must stop this tonight. I'm going to stop just praying and saying. I'm designed to manifest from a supernatural realm. Oh, my goodness. I'm designed to manifest from a supernatural realm because I'm a son of God. God's gene in me. God's nature in me. Now this molestation, 1 Peter 5:8 tell you, be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking. Why that word in there? Seeking whom he may devour. Because there are some of us he can't. You want them, right? In order to do that, you're going to have to be a son, not just born as a son, not just led, but know how to turn the curse on to manifest. And one of the curse here is I will never be molested again. Of my right as a son of God. One of the ways that Satan can molest you as a son of God, a daughter of God, is to tell you that something is impossible that is good. Something good for your life, Satan tell you it's impossible. Nobody ever never been there before, and you accept it because you don't have the current turned on and the courage. Yeah. It's rape, I tell you. Yes, it's molestation when you get a Christian who can't function in that other realm of operating in the impossible becoming possible. Yes. It must come to a point in your life to understand this, that normal living is over. I'll show you a voice of molestation in the body of Christ, keeping from manifesting. You're going to say, oh, when I show it to you. But there's a threefold a molestation in John 10:10. Look at it. The thief comes out, but what? Call him a thief. That's he molesting the body of Christ by stealing and killing and destroying. One courage you can turn on in that voice is Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life. I turn that on. You had the wrong courage. See, we're discussing the wrong courage. Don't discuss Satan's courage. He's a defeated foe. Jesus said, it's finished. So I turn the abundant life current on. Yes, when the abundant life current on, Satan can't steal, he can't kill, and he can't destroy because the abundant life current is greater than the threefold current he's putting together. Yes, his stealing and killing and destroying is not strong as the abundant life. Yes, are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And so we must stop this molestation, this rape. Raping us of our prayer life, raping us of our prosperity, raping us of our health, raping us of joy unspeakable and full of glory. That must be stopped. What I say?
Stop.
It's rape. Say rape.
Rape. Yes, sir.
We must lock Satan up tonight. Rape is wrong. Molestation is wrong. So he must be locked up.
Locked out
of your life. Next time he comes to steal, let abundant life answer the door.
Yes, sir.
You see my drift? You see where I'm going at there?
Yes, sir.
So This roar, as the roaring lion, as a thief, he come to molest us of our right of manifesting our righteousness. Turn to Galatians 4. Oh, my goodness. Maturing, put this down. Maturing is a must. If you're going to manifest as the Son of God. What I said? Now, we know you somebody's son or daughter physically, but we're not talking about that now. That's why I mentioned the father of spirit. We're talking about sonship in another realm. We're not talking about what your last name is and what your granddaddy name was. We're talking about one father here. In the spirit. We're talking about understanding the mystery of the manifestation of the sons of God. We don't have enough manifestation going on. We got people saying I'm a son of God, but you don't have to say it. See. Here, my goodness, maturing is a must. If you do not mature, your inheritance will go to somebody else. Satan would love to give your inheritance to somebody else because you disown him one day and accept Jesus as your personal Savior. That day he got hot with you. And if you don't grow and learn your right, and doing the Christian all over the world, if you don't grow and learn your right, he's going to whoop you the rest of your life. You must come to the point where you get mature enough to manifest as sons of God. It's not going to happen automatically. It's not going to happen because you belong to this church. It's not going to happen until you sing three songs. No. You got to develop. You got to increase. You got to mature. You got to grow up in the spirit to manifest as a son of God. See, miracles, signs, and wonders supposed to follow you. But they're not going to follow an immature Christian because the voltage is too strong. In other words, if you can't handle it, you're going to be knocking things all down all the time, all side the road, everything, because you can't handle the power because you're immature. You're going to step off. If you're immature and the power go to work, you're going to step off in pride. Become stuck up. You special. So in maturing to manifest as a son of God, you got to be able to handle power and success. Ooh, Lord, I'm teaching you tonight. You got to be able to handle power and success, because power and good success is surely yours when you understand I don't have to live through this religious bondage.
Hallelujah.
I don't have to stand behind these denominational walls. But I'm a son of God, and I know how to yield to the Spirit that he can manifest the supernatural in my life. I don't need a second emotion. God never had no meeting. He just decided. He decided. So I want you to see this in Galatians chapter 4. And I want you to recognize, as a son of God, you are an heir of God's grace. When I say you're an heir of God's grace, that means you are an heir of everything God ever said, everything God ever done, and whatever God is able to do. Oh, my God. Whatever God said, whatever God done, whatever God is able to do, I am an heir. Woo! my God. Did y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Whatever God ever said, whatever God has, whatever God ever done, I am an heir of that grace. My sonship is in there. That's why Jesus was so bold, man. They thought that Jesus, the religious people fell out. See, here he come again. And Jesus started talking, and started talking about him and his father and what they were going to do, and they couldn't handle it. Now, I'm going to say something to hit you. Everybody can handle you. You talk natural with them. Yeah, baby, yeah, that's right. You got to turn sometime.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm not talking about being religious and ugly with people, but I mean hold your ground when you get around a lot of your disbelieving cousins. Just talk about everything, how things, how bad things are. Are you a son of God or what? So this scripture here will describe where you are. In Galatians chapter 4, it's very simple. Verse 1, now I say that the heir or the son or the daughter, as long as he is a child, as he is a child, differ nothing from a servant. But look what the last statement said. What did the last statement say? No, you're going to say it instantly. What did he say? One more time. That's equated to Jesus' language, because just like he is the Son of God, we are the sons of God.
Amen.
Sam Father, Sam Holy Spirit. Now, though he be Lord of all, see, a servant can't produce like a son. Though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. And I want to point this out, class, because it's clear to me by the spirit world. I know there's some other theological concept of these tutors and these governors, but I know there's some satanic tutors and satanic governors telling us where we can't go. You got to mature. You got to grow up. You got to spend time with God. Listen, listen, listen. Even so, when we were children, well, in bondage unto the element, oh my God, in bondage. See, the sonship manifestation is a insight or an illumination from God that you no longer have no bondage. Nothing and no one can bond you. Just like they couldn't bond Jesus, they can't bond you if you know who you are. If you ever switch that spiritual switch and the currents of the anointing and grace and joy and love and peace and mercy and wisdom and understanding and knowledge start flowing out of you from heaven as a son of God. We have to come out of Sunday school. I think you used to call that thing the BTU, what is something, the Baptist Training Union. So, got to come out of the Baptist Training Union and recognize the power is not just up here. What? And recognize the power is not just up here. And recognize the power is not just in the preacher. What? When he said go, he didn't just tell the preacher, go all of us, go ye. I'll confirm my word with sign following. We've had too much preaching entertainment. We listen, but we're going to get stirred in our spirit that I can do this. Sam Powell. I got Sam Powell in me. Sam spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Romans chapter 8 verse 11. Quickening my mortal body. Listen, listen to this. Even so, when we were children, see, I'm going to use this illustration. Darnell Jr. is my youngest grandchild now. He running around the house. But he really don't know who his grandpa is.
Come on now.
He really don't know his school already paid for. He's saying, "Paw, paw," but he really don't know what he's saying. And we oh. Here's the illustration. Here's the parallel. Huh? We got to know who our father is. See what I'm saying? Now, on the other hand, Jay, Lauren, and Leda got some concept. And so they happy. Yeah. Darnell Jr. is not really happy about that yet.
Not yet. Not yet.
Because he haven't stepped in his sonship.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so the monkey come off your back tonight. You step in your sonship, know who you are, and function and stop getting molested and mature. You got to be able to say, "No, I'm not taking this." In the name of Jesus.
I resist this.
And I receive this. That's your sonship right. You understand that? Huh? Now, sonship manifestation now. You must manifest as a son now. Don't wait for no sweet by and by. Manifest now. That you have enough power to manifest now.
Yes, sir.
In every aspect of your life.
In every aspect of my life.
All right, you may be seated.
Did you do that?
Oh, man. We come to the fourth verse, and it got a but at the beginning. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that was under the law, that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your heart, crying, come on, call him, Abba Father, Abba Father, Daddy, Daddy, Abba, I mean Daddy, 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 Daddy. Notice verse 7, class, Notice verse 7. Oh my God, I preached myself happy. Notice verse 7. Wherefore thou no more servant, but a son. And if a son, and heir of God through Christ. Now, that ain't talking about dying going to heaven either. That's talking about right here, right now, turn the right courage on in the spirit, know who you are, and it start happening in your life now. See, so we're talking about maturity, maturing in the spirit. We're talking about mysteries being released from heaven on earth through you. Because you're a son of God, huh? And then we're talking about manifestation that in among one way you can explain it. He did it. But I cooperated with it. See, you won't have to recognize Hebrews chapter 5. Hebrews chapter 5. Let's deal with this a few minutes. Maturing is a must. What I say? And this is what this class is about. Maturing you. The scriptures use it. The difference between immaturity and maturity is milk and meat. But he's actually talking about dimensions in the spirit. Now, let me give you this why just as a son of God, you have been given a dimension for dominion.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Why y'all act like I ain't saying nothing?
Hallelujah.
I heard that last night. You ain't heard that last night.
Right.
It's a dimension, a spiritual dimension for dominion. See, you have the ability as a son of God to decree things.
Hallelujah.
Declare things. And they have to come to pass because you said it.
Hallelujah.
That's your divine right. What I said?
Right.
What I said?
Right.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's your divine right. So you got to watch what you say. Don't say it. Don't be saying a whole lot of stuff. Use your word. How powerful or how righteous a forcible word. Words fitly spoken. This scripture here, the 11th verse of the 5th chapter of Hebrew. Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you a dull of hearing. Now, Jesus said that in the 16th chapter of John.
Yeah.
I got something to say to you, but you can't handle it now.
Yeah.
For when the time you ought to be what? Teachers. Yeah. You have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. And have become such as have need of milk, not of strong meat.
Yeah.
For everyone that uses milk is unskillful. Unskillful in the word of righteousness. Unskillful in the word of righteousness. You got to become skillful in the word of righteousness to be a true son.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what we're here for, right?
Yes, sir.
For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. But now watch verse 14. Verse 14 will shake your house down, baby. Listen. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age. Full age, that means mature.
Yes,
even those who, wait a minute, now watch this. Watch this, y'all been skipping over this. Even those who by reason of use have their exercise to discern both good and evil. They're senses.
Yeah.
So now, listen to me carefully. To operate in sonship, your spirit, your soul, and your senses has to be in alignment.
Yes, sir.
And the word of God can align all three. The Spirit of God, if it had to write, will work through your soul and your senses. It's the Holy Spirit,
yes, sir.
Your spirit,
yes, sir.
Your soul, your body, senses.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He just said in the senses, just,
yes,
I don't care what you say, he just said senses.
Yes,
so if you're a Christian, you ought to have good sense. You don't supposed to be stupid and let that boy whisper in your ear and he don't have a job. You have to have a job to get my ear. That's just common sense there. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. Turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Because I want to say something to you now. Yes, another current must be turned on as operating and manifesting as the Son of God. Romans chapter 12, verse 3, you're going to find a term in there. I'm talking about God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. You're going to find it. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For I say to the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, keep operating in faith, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. I say that because to operate as a son of God, I'm going to show you something here now. You want me to show it to you?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here, operate. Turning your measure of faith into mastering faith, which is matured faith, but faith that is a master. You operate masterfully in faith. 1 John 5:4, what happened when that happened? 1 John 5:4, what happened? What kind of son? What kind of manifestation take place? 1 John 5:4, turn there, 1 John 5:4, what happened? For whatsoever is born of God, what? Overcoming what? You know what that mean? Huh? Who's the God of this world? That mean what? Overcoming him. That mean what? He was stopping you from doing. He can't do it no more. Why? And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith that has been matured. You have to know what you're carrying.
Yes, sir.
I one time about 5 or 6, 7 years ago, what that card was named, Leroy? That card was so talk about you can do anything with it. That black card. What? Huh? Give it to me, somebody. 1 point. American Express black card, right? And you're supposed to buy anything in any amount. There's something I was trying to get. I guess it was a. $30,000 or $40,000, something I was getting, you know. So they told me the card I could use for anything. So they gave him the card, and later she got the card. I said, oh, no, I don't want this card. You got a call. I thought I had something. I was having that card. I don't need to call nobody. See, my rating, it take, you can't, everybody can't go get that card. My rating enabled me to get the card. They said, oh, yeah, sir, doctor, you qualify for one. Yeah, but when I got ready to use the $40,000, I'm not gonna be calling nobody and serenading nobody. I got the card. When you get your faith to the point, you don't have to talk to Satan. You don't have to talk to your neighbor. You know that victory belongs to you right here, right now, because you're a son of God and you can have what you believe in. Child, you have to become an unstoppable dreamer. And stop talking on this level your father never told you to talk on. Sky is not the limit for you, baby. And when we start this month, I'm going to take you through this sonship and manifest it over and over again, because I want you to understand that you have the victory in every transaction you go through. Every transaction. God has already given you the victory. Thanks be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. But that measure of faith has to be matured. What do you call that thing when you take a risk? But it's not really a risk. Risk, R-I-S-K. When it's not really a risk. What do you call it? Huh? Calculate, yeah. Everything from God, everything from faith is a calculated risk. You already know it's yours. Brrr, got it. Brrr, got it. She's already calculated because it's already evaluated. See, you operating with a faith, you listening?
Yes, sir.
That's already qualified for everything.
Hallelujah!
But we're going to have to know that. We're going to have to know that. As sons of God, that measure of faith God gave you was for you to be victorious in everything.
Yes,
but you have to mature in faith.
Yes,
change the measure. The Bible says Abraham wasn't weak in faith. He was strong in faith. He is fully persuaded. What God had promised, he also was there. Boy, that's a son operating there. So when God in the 22nd chapter of Genesis asked him for that boy, he said, okay, you gave him to me. I'll give him back to you because you give me another one. All right, catch down. Sit down and catch this. John 16. Yes, sir, I received. That's a $512 check. That's the way he sold. John 16. Now, here's another current you're going to have to turn on. Maintaining clear communion or clear communication with the Holy Spirit at all times. Oh, my God. Maintaining clear communication with the Holy Ghost at all times. Maintaining clear communication with the Holy Ghost at all times. Or you're not going to be able to function as a son. Your sonship is in the Holy Ghost realm. John 16, 13. It speak what Hebrews 5. Jesus said, I have some things to say to you, but you can't handle them now. But when I send the Holy Spirit, you're going to be able to handle them.
Yeah.
Is the Holy Spirit here?
Yeah.
So we are the ones supposed to be able to handle this thing in spiritual, divine, supernatural sonship.
Yeah.
Write that down. Spiritual, divine, supernatural sonship. What create miracles, signs, and wonders at any moment. Walls can't stop you. Giants can't stop you. Red seas can't stop you. Fire can't stop you. Lion can't stop you. Your enemy can't stop you. Darkness can't stop you. You're a son beyond darkness. You're a son beyond walls. You're a son beyond the enemy. Demons can't stop you. This system, committees, groups, now denominations, cultures. Nobody can stop you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But you got to throw them religious donuts away.
Yes, sir.
Them Krispy Kreme religious donuts you're trying to hold on to. You got to throw them away. I don't care whether they're hot or not. Throw them away. They're holding you back. That's another donut God wants you to eat. There are supernatural donuts that taste better.
Yeah.
Just one time in your life, begin to win in everything.
Yeah.
You see, when you're operating properly in faith, it could look like, feel like you're losing, but you know you're not. God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, Bible says none of his words, Isaiah 55, 11, never return to him void. They always prosper and accomplish what he sent about to do. He was talking about you. As a son, send my word out. Believe what you said. Verily, verily, I say to you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which you said, I'll give you a mouth, Luke 21, 15. I'll give you a mouth and wisdom that the enemy cannot resist nor gainsay. You can't just believe it, you got to say it. What I say? See, yeah. Faith can't work with one force working. Faith is twofold.
Yes, sir.
If there's something in your body you want out of your body, you talk to it every day.
Yes,
you gone. In the name of Jesus. Don't just say that, but I believe it. No, say it. Say something. You don't have to make a dragnet confession. Just say what you want. But let something come out your mouth. See, the only way your faith can become the sword of the spirit is that your heart believing and your mouth talking. It's not the sword of the spirit if you just believe in it. I believe this scripture. Say it. Sonship is about believing and saying. Believing God and saying the same thing God said. That's what sonship, that's how sonship works. See, just having the shield of faith up, quenching all the fire dot is not enough. You got to have the sword moving to cut your way through. Oh, my. And look at John 16 quickly. My goodness. See, before this mud out, you're going to start manifesting stuff. Say, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, this is the month of manifestation. I said, this is the month of manifestation. I said, this is the month of manifestation. Something you've been trying to get to, this month gonna get you there. Something you've been believing God for, this is your month. Let me hear a loud amen. Hallelujah. Believe the Lord your God, you'll be established. Believe the prophet, what happened? Oh, I see. This is the month of manifestation. Things you couldn't get to last month, you'll be able to get to it this month and next month and next month and the next month, the rest of your life. You're going to manifest as sons of God. I will not be molested again. I will not be ripped of my rape of my spiritual rights again. The measure of your faith got to change with this now. That's why we talk about maturing in your faith. Every level you go, your faith got to move another night. Some things has happened in your life. I don't know if this is a word. We're going to make it a word. Permissively. To let you know what you really have. Sometimes you think it's God letting you down. But God just trying to let you know you cannot be hammered. 1 John 4:4. Look at it. 1 John 4:4. 1 John 4:4. How you gonna know it's real if you don't have never have nothing happen in your life? Amen. Now and then something come along to shake you out. But there's promotion in it. You've overcome them, little children. Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. That's that sonship. One of the baffling things of Jesus' ministry, Jesus said, I'm the Son of God. He talked to religious folk. He talking about he's the Son of God. And see, that's where the church losing it at. You don't be afraid to say, I'm a Son of God. This can't happen to me. Because I'm a son of God. Now religious folk gonna go get on the other side of the road. That's where the truck is. It should have stayed with you. Trying to stop you, you see. John 16, quick, let me read, and we'll give you one more. And I feel your sonship riding. two forces of faith is what?
Believing and speaking.
You got that?
Yes.
Huh? Because that's very important in sonship. Faith is twofold.
Yes,
faith is not memorization.
Yeah.
Faith is not just revelation.
Right.
Faith is not just information.
Yes, sir.
Faith is not just meditating.
Yes, sir.
Or meditation.
Yes,
faith is finding what God said in the word about a situation.
Amen.
Stick with it till you believe it.
Yes,
then say it till it show up.
Yes,
it got to come. It got to come. How many times you backed off that sickness in your body and just sell it, take the medicine? Because it didn't happen in 2 years or 3 months. That woman, how long that woman was humped back? How long that woman had her period running? And 12 years, wasn't it? How many doctors you been to? Enough till she got broke. But she finally heard about Jesus. Apostolically, the Lord wants the church to hear about Jesus in facets and levels to live in dimensions that they never lived before. We got a whole lot of people in the church getting revelation from God, and they know God, and they're walking with God, they're having dreams, they're getting words. But faith without proof is fake.
Yes, sir.
You know what I say?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you can talk about all the faith you want. If you don't have no proof until you bring some proof, it's fake. I love God, and God love me, sure don't look like it. Because you're not permitting him to do what he want to do for you.
Yes, sir. Make it plain.
Like, we outnumbered. Religious folks outnumber us. Y'all don't want to talk to me. We outnumbered, but we're not outstrengthened. See, in the spirit world, numbers do not carry power.
Right. Yes, sir.
You hear what I say? In the spirit world, numbers does not carry power. Maybe in the political world. Maybe in the religious world. But in the real spirit world, I've seen over and over again, numbers fail.
Yes, sir.
But our God reigns. It don't take them on one person in the house walking in sonship to change the whole house. Jesus tried to tell us something here. Look, in John 16, don't remember what I told you, maintaining clear communication with the Holy Spirit at all times. Maintaining clear communication with the Holy Spirit at all times. Maintaining clear communion with the Holy Spirit at all times. He's the one that gives the dynamics to function in sonship.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jesus was depending on him. He the one was giving Jesus the power and the wisdom and the understanding to function in sonship.
Yes,
what a privilege in the church that God would call us the same thing he called his son. And nobody, let me talk country here now. And nobody going to be happy with no results.
Amen.
We can sing, we can shout from one side of this church, and I need some results. Faith is about results. Faith is not about a creed, about how many scriptures you know. Faith is about results. And every result that this book give out belong to you. Can you see what we're doing here?
Yes, sir.
You feel yourself growing?
Yes, sir.
See? Now watch this. Watch. Sit down a minute. I got 6 minutes. Sit down. I want to read this under this maintaining clear communication with the Holy Spirit at all time in John 16:12. I need to read that because it's very important. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. And he was talking about it at that point because the Holy Spirit had not come. But then he gave us so much information that when he do come, and he has come. He gave us so much information when he do come, and he has come. So whatever information we're hearing now is available. Are you with me here? Now watch what he said. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. In sonship, you need to be guided into all truth, because the Lord Jesus said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free from what? Anything. For he shall not speak of himself. Hallelujah. But he shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Let me tell you something about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the divine eavesdropper. Everything God and Jesus talking about, the Holy Ghost hear it. And if we communicate with him right, he'll tell us just what the Father and the Son been talking about. It's a setup. He wants us to know, but we can't know without the Holy Ghost. Whatever he hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. All right, I'm going to tell you, all right, Lord. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine, therefore say I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. Now I got about 10, 12 more things, but I'm going to tell you something right now. You know, in sonship, you have to know how to use the sword of the Spirit, or use the Word of God. You listening?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you three things about the Word of God tonight that will change your life forever.
Yes, sir.
The Word of God, number one, is creative. So if you don't see what's happening or never seen what happened, what you need, don't worry about it.
Yes, sir.
The Word of God will make something for you.
Yes.
It's creative. That's how this world came into existence. The Father took words combined with the Spirit and created this world.
Yes, sir.
In the Word of God is the creative abilities of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost that has been given to you and I.
Yes.
All right? Secondly, you have to know this too. Creatively is powerful. That the Word of God, you've never seen it before, but it can create it for you. Right? Bad liver. You ain't got them on one of them, right? But the Word of God can create another one. Without a natural operation. But you have to grow to that. Secondly, the Word of God is prophetic. Because once you speak it, it's as if it's already done. And it's actually, at that point, when you speak it, it's calling things that be not as though they were. Now, this last one about the Word of God, I want you to know that, because I want you to know when you're speaking the Word, you're speaking creatively. You're speaking prophetically. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Now, this third one thing about the Word of God, it is the incorruptible seed, so nothing can corrupt it. It's incorruptible. No matter what it goes through, it can't contaminate it. Nothing can change the Word, but the Word can change everything. You understand that? Huh? It's incorruptible. In other words, the demons say, "What she just keeps saying that," but they can't do nothing about it. They can't stop it. Because the Word of God is creative, it's prophetic, and my word will not return to me void. Isaiah 55:11. Peter talked about the incorruptible word, which is able to save your soul. In my closing, I'm going to tell you a secret. why you haven't been manifesting as a son of God as you should. And I know you've done a lot of praying. I know you've done a lot of saying. The divine order is the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. It's the divine order, the three in one, right?
Yes, sir.
When you get your spirit and your soul and your body to become one, you're going to be a bad machine. What happened is there's a soul blockage. My wife wanted me to teach more about that, and she very seldom, but she said, because I'd be teaching her all the time, about this soul. This soul blocks your healing. It blocks your wealth. It blocks your prosperity. That soul, that mind. That's why God said, the word said in Romans 12:2, conformity going to set in if there's not no transforming.
Right.
See, John 6:63 said the words, the flesh profit nothing. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life.
Yes,
see, and so the Holy Spirit in your divine nature always pointed in there. But if they're blocking in your soul, or your soul through some sin, through some trauma, or somebody sin against you to knock your soul out of alignment, that's why you got to keep forgiving people.
That's right.
Because your soul out there griping and complaining when it should be receiving.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Only you can keep your soul in alignment.
That's right.
Satan been persecuting your life through your soul.
Right.
He can't persecute your spirit. He's been oppressing you through your soul. He can't oppress you in your spirit. So I want you to lock in the 1 Thessalonians 5:23. I want you to lock in the Romans 12:1-3. And I want you to lock into Psalm 143. And watch him. Watch that rascal, how he persecute your soul. He put pressure on you where he can put pressure on you.
Yes, sir.
But if your spirit man start rising up, he know it's over. Lift your hand and praise God. We'll take up next Wednesday. This is manifestation month.
Hallelujah.
I believe some things are going to come forward in your life this month that you've been believing for many years.
Hallelujah.
But as we learn, as the Spirit of God teaches sonship, as you open your heart,
yes,
open your soul,
yes,
baby, and nothing going to be able to hold you back.
Woo!
I don't even want you to be over concerned about your shortcoming, because the Holy Spirit is there to tell you you're wrong. Ask the Lord to forgive you. Let's go. The woman was there. They said the Jews said she should be stoned to death. And Jesus rolled on the ground. Then Jesus got tired of that mess because he wanted to let the girl go. She had made some mistake. One of them guys there had sex with her, who she had to have a man. They were there telling on her. One of them went with her. But Jesus said, he without sin cast the first stone.
Yes,
you know what happened, right? They all went home. Because Jesus was about to say, you the one who was with her. You may be seated. Let's get ready to receive our tithes and offering. Those who are watching, we've got people watching all over the world. I hope you are blessed tonight. I hope you can do some shifting. Do some shifting. We're going to do some shifting. I'm walking. We're going to get deeper and deeper in that sonship. I'm praying and asking the Lord to give me insight on it. But I got a lot of information left up here to really teach you. Get your envelope. We're going to sow. Sons of God should be blessed financially.
Amen. Amen.
Sons of God should be debt free. But the question is, have you read scripture to see that you're supposed to be debt free?
Yeah.
And are you constantly saying it? You see my point?
Yep.
Yeah, because faith's twofold, right?
Right.
Believing in what?
Saying.
You got to say it. Now, the saying it is not just for the situation. The saying it is for you to catch a hold to it.
Yes.
I'm not talking about no ritual. You know, I've seen all kind of things. I've seen it write stuff up. You know, I've seen it. It's okay. But when this thing become real to you, I know the proof in the pudding is eaten. I know I have experienced it. You know, I've come to all that, wrote it down, put it on the wall, put it on the mirror. That's okay, nothing wrong with that. But I kept studying, and finally, as a son, things start manifesting.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
who you run with, the same thing should happen to you.
Uh-huh.